Hello and welcome to Check Off Chat. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week I am visiting with Nina Furstenau. She is an instructor of the Science and Ag Journalism program at the University of Missouri. And Nina, it's great to talk with you. First of all, just tell us a little bit about your class and what they do throughout the course.
Okay, I teach Ag Journalism at the Science and Ag Journalism program here at MU. And the students in my class are learning to write about our food system. Current issues surrounding this part of our lives is key for all of us. And I feel like the stories are important on many levels. These stories might include things like food trends or new farming techniques or the effectiveness of farming techniques, or even as maybe as what you would see in your local newspapers or magazines that you read about chef profiles or hot new restaurants, and even up to like food recipe kinds of articles. So it covers a range of the topic of agricultural journalism.
Now, you had just had a panel discussion where some farmers were brought in. I think that's fascinating. How did you get the idea for bringing this panel to your classroom?
I attended a similar panel for chefs that was held in St. Louis by the Missouri Beef Council. And when I was there, I was intrigued by the process of bringing the producers face-to-face with people who interact with them either at the chef level or, in my case, for my students, people who are writing about that industry. And plus, Katie Holtman, who is with the Missouri Beef Council, was a student of mine a couple of years ago here at MU when she was attending.
So why do you believe it's important for your students to be exposed to farming and agriculture?
Well, I feel like in this case, these journalists will be writing about food, wine, and production in their careers. And many, if not all, have had very little experience on a farm. And I feel it's critical to have this perspective when writing on these topics. The perspective of a producer on the ground will help create more balanced and informed writing as these students go forward in their lifetime of journalism careers.
Give us an example of who you had on your panel and how did the students interact with them?
We had three great producers come in, very, very nice of them to take the time to come. We had Bob North from Lebanon, Missouri, a pork producer, Sally Thomas, who produces beef from Centralia, and Chris Hines, dairy from Higginsville. The students had lots of questions for them. They were very attentive. I was very happy to see their interaction during the panel. And afterwards, when the panel had left, we spent another 30 minutes of just very engaged conversation about the perspectives that the panelists brought with them. And, you know, it was a very good session for the students.
Sounds like it. Does this panel then connect to like a writing project, for example, then?
Yes, all of the students in the class are producing articles this semester and I'm assuming going forward for publication. So anytime they might have a story in this particular semester that has to do with farming techniques or production of beef, dairy, or pork in this case, they now have three excellent contacts, as well as the Katie Holtman at the Beef Council. They've all indicated they're very open to calls from the journalism students.
Well, I think it sounds like a great idea, and certainly on behalf of farmers and ranchers, I'm sure they appreciate that opportunity as well. Thank you very much. That's Nina Furstenau with the University of Missouri, and that has been our Check Off Chat. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.